Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And by the way, on the website, you get to control the content, so if you find something online that you enjoy and you want to share it with us and our listeners, you can just submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. Many more people are more likely to see what you've suggested. So get on over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We jump right into your phone calls about what you want. We'll talk to Jared, listening in D.C. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just wanted to. I'm one of the organizers for this dance party at the Jefferson Memorial this Saturday at noon.
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of talk about this since they arrested a young lady. I think it was last year, or maybe it was a few years ago now, actually, that they arrested her for dancing silently at midnight at the Jefferson Memorial to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday in her own personal way. She had her headphones in. She was listening to music in her own mind. Essentially, no one else could hear it, and she was just dancing there. And they arrested her for it. And then a court decided that that was A-okay that they arrested her for that, and that the government can pretty much decide what you can and can't do as far as your ability to have freedom of speech and freedom of expression. So you guys are going there this Saturday at noon, I think from, was it noon to 3, to essentially have a much larger dance party than just one person this time.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Ed, who had, I guess he called in to you guys' show a couple, Monday, I think it was, and he called me. We knew each other from some End the Fed activities, so he called me up and said, I'm with We Are Change out here, so he said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And I said, it sounds really good. the original dancers in 2008, you know, what happened to them, especially Brooke Oberwetter, I think it's an unfortunate sign of our degraded republic, the state of our degraded republic. So, now, yeah, we're hoping to go out there and, you know, for the cause of liberty and have a good time while we're doing it.
Yeah, I think it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to hearing people give updates on this. You can go to the Silent Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial Facebook group to get details on the location, the exact times, and that right now there are 63 people that are slated to attend, so hopefully we'll see at least a couple dozen people actually show up. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else you want to tell us about this?
Oh, yeah, just a minute. Ed has some more information. We've been talking about it, so I'm going to switch it over to Ed here real fast.
All right, sure.
Hey, Ian, I want to give an update. Today I had, during my lunch break, I went to the ACLU office here in D.C. to speak with them if we could turn to them for any kind of help. And apparently Ms. Oberwetter, she had gone to them, and they had refused to take the case.
Wow.
And so I was told that they will not take our case if we're arrested. Well, get this. After I was leaving, I was walking out the door, and I told them, you know, hey, guys, y'all are totally welcome to come on down and dance with us anyway. And the guy I was had been speaking to, he said to me, no, that's okay. We don't dance around slave owners. And that was the end of our meeting.
Right, because Thomas Jefferson did own slaves. This is the problem with idolizing the founding fathers. Not to say that's what you're doing. You're just doing, I think, some civil disobedience. It wouldn't matter if it was at Thomas Jefferson's memorial or any other location in Washington, D.C., where they would enforce this kind of thing.
Well, I'm going to be really interested to see when they finish the Martin Luther King Memorial, when that's erected. Are they going to stop all those people from from dancing?
Good question. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Pretty short-sighted on the ACLU's part there in that particular case.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the world isn't a perfect place. I concur. Slave ownership, despicable, no doubt. But I can only get the assumption that Jefferson probably treated his slaves better than most.
That's an assumption.
It's an assumption. It's what I've read. I mean, you know, the best I can do here. And, you know, you're judging them by a yard. You got to be judging by the yardstick of their time, it seems.
Well, again, I say to me that it's a non-issue. I mean, this is an issue of civil disobedience, and there are a number of organizations, in this case the ACLU or Fully Informed Jury Association, who do a lot of good work. They do a lot of work toward advancing certain ideas of freedom and defending individual rights. However, many of them take offense to the idea that somebody would disobey. For instance, when Julian Heiklin, who is a well-known jury nullification outreach advocate, goes around to courthouse, hands out information to potential jurors about jury nullification, they essentially distanced themselves from him when he decided that he was going to violate the order of a man in a robe in Orange County, Florida, when the man in the robe said that you can't be handing out any information to potential jurors, you can't be holding signs, you can't be speaking to jurors here on the court grounds. He showed up and violated that order, and the Fully Informed Jury Association, as I understand it, would not back him. They would not support him in that because they only support working through the system by things like lawsuits and that kind of thing, like the actual inside the system, follow the system's rules, let the system decide whether or not you can do these things. And I have a high level of disagreement with organizations that are making those choices. It's a shame that they won't get behind people who have the courage to stand up and actually put their freedom on the line in order to enshrine other people's freedoms, the ability to be able to do something as simple and basic as dancing quietly in public.
Well, or whatever they're doing. It's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is she wasn't hurting anybody. She wasn't damaging anything. She could have done whatever she wanted at that point, and it should have been okay. But this is clearly the federal government in Washington, D.C. right there. You're walking in the hornet's nest, and those, a lot of the individuals that are in that sort of area are very respectful of the laws, and because they get paid by the laws, whether they're some sort of aide for some senator or some research assistant, you know, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of people who get paid because of the legislature that is there, and
you bet.
So it only follows that those people would really respect the laws because my paycheck is riding on it.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it's nice to see some incidents of civil disobedience around the rest of the country, and I'm always excited to talk about anything that people are getting involved with where they're actually taking a little bit of risk to get a little more freedom.
Right. You mentioned Julian and
Julian Heiklin.
Yeah, Julian Heiklin. I guess he's going to be here in Keene the day after Porkfest.
I heard about that, yeah.
I heard
Julian Heiklin's coming to Keene to do some Fully Informed Jury outreach, which I'm pretty excited about.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, he's not coming on a day on which the jurors will be there, but that's typical with Julian Heiklin. It's my one critique of him, if I have any. I think he's a great activist, and I wish we had 20 more Julian Heiklins with the energy and the dedication to these ideas that this man has. But frequently, he's not actually doing the jury outreach on the day in which jurors are to show up for the jury outreach. And I think that's probably because, well, he's a busy guy.
He's on tour.
Right. He can show up when he can show up, and so he shows up, and he hands out the information to just anybody that's passing by. I don't know how many people will be passing by the courthouse on that particular morning. It's probably not going to be the busiest of times, but nonetheless, it'll be nice to have him here.
Definitely. I look forward to that.
And he is going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. I believe he's going to be one of the speakers.
Excellent.
At Porkfest. So if you haven't had a chance to meet, again, these people that are kind of names within the movement are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Julian Heiklin.
Lots and lots of them.
Will be there. Jimmy Crane from Wheels Off Liberty is going
Stefan
to be there.
Stefan Molyneux.
That's right. Stefan, he's becoming a mainstay.
He's going to be roasted.
Yep, that's right. The very first ever Liberty Roast, I think.
Yep.
And Stefan Molyneux will be the target. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of Porkfest, Chloe is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chloe.
Hello. I'm calling because I'm very excited about going to the Porkfest. You know, we're going to have a special booth there, and we're going to be selling Liberty Snakes and Loterias and
Liberty
Venadoras.
Snakes?
What are Liberty Snakes?
Wow. Yeah, I'd like to know what a Liberty Snake is. If you can stick with us, Chloe, we'll bring you back. You can explain that. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if I feel good about Liberty Snakes being let.
Could be the don't tread on me snake.
Like letting snakes loose in the campground. I'm not sure if that's a good idea, but we'll see what they are here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And those features on the site include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page, and it's all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival by chance. Chloe happened to call in and talk about it here, and she's going to come back with us here in a moment. But I want to remind you that it's coming up here in just weeks from today, June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there, all three of us.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of our other wonderful co-hosts that you hear throughout the week, many of them will be in attendance. All kinds of activist voices that if you've listened to the show for a while, you're familiar with people like Dave Ridley and others are frequently seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so you'll get to come out there, too, if you'd like, and get to tour New Hampshire. You get the opportunity to take bus tours. You go to different areas of the state, from what I understand. You'll get to see musical acts. JJ, you're kind of putting that together.
That's right, organizing the music and bands. Got a lot of good bands coming, a lot of hip-hop, rock. Some different types there, jazz.
Yeah,
so it should be a good set.
There's talented folks in this movement for sure.
And a lot of the bands are really about the liberty aspect. They are liberty type bands. Mm-hmm. So they're from places that you didn't think might have a band like that. So.
Yeah, you're not coming up to Lancaster, New Hampshire to play at Porkfest if you're not liberty oriented.
For no pay.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. For the prospect of maybe selling some CDs or whatever. So, yeah, there's going to be all kinds of activities as well. If you've got a family fun activities are scheduled. If you're there singly or you're as a couple, you're going to have the ability to, you know, have all kinds of more of an adult fun, I guess, like parties like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, the second edition. Although, you know, bring your family to that too. Just depends on the kind of family you have.
Also, this year there's a third stage, Der Schles's Magical Mystery Tour.
This is new.
Mystery Tour. It's basically a stage in Agoura Valley that is mostly for acoustics. So the Agoura Valley is basically a big marketplace and a lot of sales going on. But this is sort of a hangout location. And one of the daily events that I have scheduled, I have drum circle events scheduled. And then, of course, between 4 and 5 is the Peace and Self-Ownership celebration that will occur there every day. And
gee, what happens between 4 and 5?
Well, you own yourself, Ian. You can do what you choose.
Right on.
So,
and people will do what they choose in
right.
A lot of different ways at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You mentioned the Agoura Valley thing where people are selling products and services without asking the government's permission first. And Chloe's on the line here with us listening in Arizona. And you mentioned that you're going to be there, I guess, selling some wares. And you mentioned a liberty snake. What is that?
Well, senor, they're just like a regular snake, but it's full of liberty. We're
going to
be on booth 35, and, you know, since I'm from Arizona, I cannot work so well here, so I wanted to know if the Porkfest used the E-Verify.
What does that mean, the E-Verify? Oh, is the E-Verify the federal
thing,
government?
You know.
Oh, no.
Yes, I cannot work no well here in Arizona, so
I need to
sell my liberty snakes at the Porkfest. That I cannot work if the E-Verify is at Porkfest.
If anybody asks you for your ID at Porkfest, they are a suspect as far as I'm concerned. There's nobody checking anything.
There's no licenses,
I haven't given my ID for anything there.
Yeah. So, hey, look forward to seeing you out there. I still don't know what a liberty snake is, but maybe we'll find out.
It's a regular snake full of liberty.
Senor, please come to booth 35.
Okay, thank you very much.
And look at my liberty snake.
Very good. Well, I'll be sure to stop by. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know if that was a real call.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was strange.
Yeah, and there's other people that have asked that similar type of questions, especially
about
vending food.
Licensing?
Licensing and fees. And there, other than paying your ticket and your campsite, there are no other fees. That's it. There's no paperwork, no fees, no bureaucracy, no Social Security card, no nothing. It's just pay your ticket to the event, rent your website, your campsite, and that's it.
Now, I guess one thing that's important to say here is, even though last year the owner of the campground ran the police off at one point because the cops showed up and it was such a negative reaction from the activists there.
Just said that he didn't need them that week.
Yeah, he told them, we don't want your services here, and they went away at that point. That doesn't mean that there's zero risk, right? Even
That's
though
correct.
You're surrounded by people who are acting free, they're doing things that they would do if they were really free people. There's a real free atmosphere at Porkfest, an atmosphere of real liberty, there's still that slight chance. I'm not here. I don't want to scare you.
That annoys a lot of people, especially in the government.
I don't want to scare you or anything like that into not doing anything. There's always that chance that something could happen as far as like some sort of a, you know, government agent arresting you for selling alcohol. Like somebody had sold alcohol there last year, and I'm sure they didn't have a permit from the government to do so. And in many cases, selling some things, like if you're selling widgets, that may not be as upsetting to the agencies of enforcement as selling
stickers. Well, food is. Food is definitely food, one of those alcohol things that people, you know, the agencies want that license permitting you to sell food, and they want to check your equipment, and they want to check all this other stuff.
So anytime you're doing this sort of thing, the selling free, acting like free people, you've got to realize there is still some level of risk. We still have aggressors out there calling themselves the government, and they may decide to pull something. We've been very fortunate thus far at all of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals that the worst that's happened is there have been some accusations flung around, and I think poorly in some cases, that somebody was so-and-so is an undercover cop. But no, nothing's ever actually transpired. No one's ever been arrested for anything or threatened by the state at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't want this to be the first year it happens. And I think that there's a lot of factors against it actually happening. The number one factor being there's 1,000 liberty activists there.
Oh, right.
So I think that the state agents would be insane. I mean, they do some stupid things sometimes, but they would be insane to show up and attempt to do anything to anybody who's a vendor at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, you start talking to somebody about, let me see your license, and all of a sudden 50 video cameras are going to come out, 200 people are going to show up,
yeah,
and you're going to have a real problem on your hands. Is that
it's
enforcement
just
bureaucrat.
Look like that, yeah.
Yeah, because when those cops came through the campsite last year, there were, I know I was one of them, I think Big Mike was another, there were at least 5 to 10 people that just started following their SUV as they yep. were driving around the park. We got on our two-way radios, we're communicating about where the cops are, what's going on, and those cops, they didn't stop once. They were acting all nice-like and like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you guys? See you later.
And, you know, they did not dare do
anything.
They did
say something to the one booth that had a sign out advertising their alcohol prices.
Really?
Yes, they said something briefly. It wasn't so much of a, it was sort of like a joking thing. Like, oh, you guys are having a good time, huh?
Yeah, it's real funny now.
Right.
It's only a joke when there's 100 people around that could potentially, you know, give them trouble.
Right.
And I'm not talking about in a violent manner. I'm just talking about disobedience.
Although there's a lot of open carry going on, and that has to feel, to some extent, intimidating.
It could be a factor.
Cops carry their weapons on the outside for a reason.
But good luck making an arrest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival of somebody who's actually not dangerous. Like, if somebody's dangerous, then the activists will help you take that person down.
Sure.
But if somebody's not dangerous, somebody's smoking a joint, or if somebody is selling alcohol or whatever it is they're doing, good luck making that arrest, because that's a time at which you're going to see people sitting in front of police cars. You're going to see all kinds of tactics, because you'll have all kinds of people, and therefore there'll be a variety of different things that will be available. Because the more activists you get together in the same place, the greater your chances of them never even messing with you, but when something does go down, the greater your chances of at least a level of damage, significant damage reduction, and or success in your efforts. So, and of course, that's what Porkfest is all about. It's about bringing activists together to see what that community is like, to see what it's like to be a part of a community of people that actually believes in freedom and is willing to do something about it. So go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com and get registered there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can follow the wiki, the archives, and the bulletin board system. We give it all away. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. But that's not the only way you can contribute to Free Talk Live. We also accept Bitcoin.
Bitcoins, if you're tired of watching the value of your dollar plummet, tired of banks charging you fees, if you want to take back control of your own money, then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. And it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. The dollar's dropping in value. Bitcoins are going up. We use coins.org.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to you. Your phone calls about what you want. Captain Ned on in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Captain Ned.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight?
It's great. What's up, man?
Good, man. Hey, you know, when I first started listening to you guys and this pre-state thing, I kind of just dismissed it. But you know what? You guys are barking up the right tree. United you stand, divided you fall.
Excellent. And getting people in one area seems to be the only solution to me.
Well, I think I had to think about it for a while, but starting in a small state like that, which was one of the 13 colonies, and just moving out to the other states, it's the only way to do it. It really is.
I couldn't
agree more.
Yeah,
I said I couldn't agree more.
Well, it is kind of fascinating when you think about it, because it's about the only way you're going to be able to achieve what you want, like nullifying these juries. When they go to the jury pool and they pull up three of you guys or two or even one, that's all you need.
That's yep. Right. Numbers are very important. And, you know, if you look at the history of migrations, you can see this. In fact, the guy that came up with the idea for the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, back in 2001, had studied these migration movements, like, for instance, people moving into Utah, the Mormons, or the hippies moving into Vermont in the 1970s. These are people who no one can deny have had a tremendous influence on the way things are run in those places. You also got the party, I mean, it's called the Parti Québécois up in Quebec. They've also had some influence up there as well. So concentrating activism makes sense, and it's historically, you know, proven case.
And absolutely, and, you know, and people need to realize this technology they're all embracing, it's going to enslave you. You've got to step back from it and take a look. Like the older gentleman who does the jury nullification, that guy is tough as nails, man. And everybody needs to stop watching porn on your computer, pull some of this stuff up, and start backing some of these guys, man. Get out there physically. Get off the computer. You know, step away from it like we used to do in the old days. There was nothing, man. There were pay phones. You know?
Yep.
Get out there and get active and start fighting these people, because you're closer than you can ever imagine to Nazi Germany here. I mean, there's no exaggeration there whatsoever.
There's no doubt. In my mind, I think you're right about that. And thanks for the call tonight. Although
thanks,
I disagree, the one point I disagree on, and thank you for the call, is the idea that technology will enslave you. I think technology is a double-edged sword.
Sure. Yeah.
So
only making that point. I think that's the point he was making, that there's value to it, but at the same time, you got to push back and step away.
Oh, I agree with you. You can't. You're not going to achieve liberty by typing away on your keyboard. There's no doubt about that. There's going to be action that must be taken. Action that goes beyond your living room or your home office. So there are important things that can be done for freedom online, like, you know, gathering people together and networking and creating events. Like, we've had this Facebook event for the Jefferson Memorial dancing thing that's going on Saturday afternoon. And these are important ways for people to communicate. And we've seen how Facebook and other online tools like forums and such have been critical in bringing activists together and getting information out to activism networks.
Right. At the same time, though, people can easily feel like Facebook is their escape from whatever reality they don't like and that they live in, and so they spend all day on Facebook, or whether it's a video game or something else. So from that standpoint, yes, he is, you know, onto something, where technology is easier and easier to use and escape.
That's a true statement. And, of course, people have been escaping in various different ways for a long time, whether they're escaping into alcohol or other drugs, or they're escaping into a religion, or whatever it is that they find is that it provides that escape for them. You're absolutely right. If you try to escape, it's only going to last for a short period of time until reality comes crashing back in on you. And, yeah, go ahead, enjoy World of Warcraft. But on the outside world, at that time, there's a real adventure going on, and it's one that is going to come to your front door, whether you like it or not, eventually. You can stick your head into the sand, and you can pretend like nothing's happening. You can tell yourself, oh, it's not a police state because they're not messing with me. And then just give it time. Because if that's what you're doing, is you're trying to escape, if you're spending all your time in that escapism world, then someday they are going to knock on your door. And someday it is going to be a house-to-house search, or it's going to be a checkpoint that catches you, or they're going to outlaw something that you enjoy, maybe even your World of Warcraft.
Well, it might not even be you. What if it's your child or your cousin or someone that's related to you? Maybe it's not. Maybe you just happen to be that lucky person and the cards were dealt out and you got a pretty good hand, so you're sitting pretty. But the people around you, the people you care about, they're suffering. Whether it be your younger cousin that's in the public school and it's getting in trouble because they think for themselves and they ask questions.
We've seen that happen here with a young lady who's going to the high school here who has started to question the so-called authorities, and they're not taking well to that.
No, they don't like that at all. And it's that sort of thing where you can't just think about how it's affecting you, because it's going to affect other people, which will then in turn affect you.
Right, other people you might care about.
Right. So it might affect you secondhand, but even still, you should do something. You should be proactive. Sitting, as you said, Ian, you know, keep escaping and get that little bit of a rush from getting away from it all, or maybe a little relief, whatever it is. The fact of the matter is that people who escape, they don't like the reality they're in. They don't like themselves. They don't like their situation. So what you should do is, why don't you strike the root and take care of that problem in your personal life and your person that you don't like or that is bothering you, and set yourself on a course of self-improvement and activism.
Good suggestions. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Dave is listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
I don't know if either of you are familiar with Revelation in the Bible. It's one that
we have talked about it to death over the last couple of weeks, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you may be more familiar in some parts than I am, but there's I think it's 13.1. It says, I stood at the sand of the sea. And it has to do with a beast coming out of the water. And I think the beast has seven heads. And it says just in there that one of the beasts is injured, and then it says, as if to death. And then a little bit later, right in Romans, it says that the head is healed, and then all the world follows after the beast, which is considered Satan, because of the, at least, you know, I say Satan because I think that's what the beast is supposed to be. But if all the world follows after, because who can make war with the beast or whatever? And it scared me because a guy called in on a talk show and said, what if that's Bin Laden and he's not really dead and he comes back? He's supposed to be injured in the head, I guess, or was killed in the head. What if he comes back? What would the significance of that be with all the radical, really radical Muslims?
I don't know. I try not to attach any significance to stuff that was written in books that are ancient.
Well, right after that, it says then the Christians will be, not the Christians, but it calls them the saints will then be the ones that are in trouble then after that.
I think you're distracted. I think you're allowing yourself to be distracted from what is actually important in your life.
Well, it seems like it could be anything. This may have already come true at some point in the first or second century. They talked about preterism, which believes
that
all this stuff
is... Let's dig in a moment here. We'll stick with us here. We'll come back with you, Dave. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Still enough time for you, your thoughts about what you want. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the show and the features and everything there completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give it away. So enjoy that. And if you like that fact, then you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, or those links that you see. There's one for the U.S., one for the U.K., one for Canada, etc. You click through the appropriate one, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. But there's also another link there for Newegg. There are a couple links, one for Newegg U.S., one for Newegg Canada. And Newegg is probably the premier website for people that are ultra geeky, building your own computers kind of folks. If you need to get like a computer part or a piece of hardware, that's the place to go and do that. And when you order through the Newegg links that you see at shop.freetalklive.com, it's the CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, that will be given a portion of that particular purchase. So I actually just ordered a laptop off of Newegg, and I went through newegg.freetalklive.com, or you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can access the links that way. But it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for that you probably would buy anyway over at Newegg. You're just going to buy it through our affiliate link, and then we'll send
it. The Evolution Fund gets a little...
They get the whole percentage. We don't take any... Free Talk Live doesn't get anything off of the Newegg. It all goes to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And I think it's actually one of the bigger contributors to the CD Evolution Fund as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I haven't checked.
I believe that to be true, and it's thanks to listeners like you for going and shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're back with Dave listening in Virginia to WTAR. Now, Dave, we're certainly not religious gurus or anything like that, but you had called to ask us tonight, you know, what we thought about this portion of Revelation, and you thought that it, you know, may have to do with, or people were suggesting that it may have to do with Osama bin Laden, and I just wouldn't concern myself with it, dude. I mean, there are all kinds of people out there who interpret
the Bible in various different ways. And as you pointed out, Mark, maybe the thing that they're suggesting happened already happened hundreds of years ago. So who knows what that that means, if anything.
Can I say one thing, though?
Sure.
It seems to follow the times, because what it says is after that, all the world follows the beast, and who can stop the beast? And then right after that, it talks about the saints, who are the Christians, being the ones who were then, at that point, attacked or whatever, you know, the ones that are under tremendous attack. So,
are the Christians under attack?
And defeated, yeah. They're basically defeated in at that part of the Bible, because there's the revelation, I guess.
Wait, I thought we were talking, I'm sorry, maybe
right,
I'm
the only
unclear.
Correlation I've got here is an injury in the head.
Wait, I'm unclear. I thought you said that the Christians were going to be attacked after this happens, which has just now happened. You believe that
When this is the thing, when the head is healed, then they think that this is a sign that he's back from the dead or whatever, you know, like Christ, and then all the world follows the beast, and at that point, Christians then are the ones who are on the you know, they're the ones that are the short stick of the thing. First.
So let me see if I'm following this. You're saying that that your understanding or what you've heard is that the beast is Osama bin Laden, and that he's going to come back to life, and the whole world's going to follow him.
One of the heads of the beast, one of the seven heads of the beast. If one of the seven.
This sounds like a stretch to me. I mean, this is like sounds like a real stretch.
You have to read it, because it's written by God, and God wants you to figure it out.
Wait a minute, you don't really believe that, do you?
Of course I do. It's in Daniel 2. There's three beasts in Daniel, and God talks that way.
So are you a biblical literalist? Are you someone who believes that every word of the Bible was written by God and is God's word?
Well, some of the beasts in Daniel were interpreted by the people back then in the Bible, and it tells you how to interpret it.
That didn't answer my question. Are you a biblical literalist and someone who believes that every word of the Bible is God's word and is true?
Well, I haven't read every word of the Bible myself, but I know there is a God, and I know that there's a living God, and I know that he's controls. He knows what's going on. Look at these tornadoes we've had. Now, I'm not saying
are you
God
for real?
Those.
Well, no.
I'm not saying God caused those, but if you haven't read the Bible, so you don't understand God. So
I've read the Bible. I read the Bible all the way through three times, New Testament seven times. But I guess I guess I have to ask
have
you this question.
Have you read Job in the Bible?
I've read Job. Yes, that's in the Bible, so I've read it.
God tells you how he works there. He takes away his head.
Yeah, Job is the oldest book in the Bible, and it shows a very ancient understanding of God, that God in Job allows Satan to torture the crap out of the most righteous man on earth. If God is God of Job, I don't want anything to do with him because he's evil. Now, I don't believe that.
Oh, that's not true. No, he's
yes.
trying to tell you.
Look, man, I hope he doesn't kill all your kids then just to prove some point to Satan.
Your soul is God's. The thing's important is your soul. You think you're too.
How about the boils on your skin? I mean, come on, that's literal. Your life here.
Look what Jesus went through for you and for everyone else. Look what he went through.
Lots of people were crucified, man. Crucifixion was a relatively common form of execution in Roman times.
So that's not a hard thing to go through, huh?
I'm not saying
it's not. But that's not what he said. Look, you never answered my question. Are you somebody who believes every word of the Bible is true? I don't care if you've read the whole thing.
I believe that a large amount of the Bible is literally true. Yes,
what is not true? What part?
He doesn't know. He hasn't read it all.
Well, what part of what you've read? What part of what you read do you think might be an interpretation by a man?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't.
How much of it have you read? I'm just curious.
I've read about the first five chapters, first five, and then I've read Matthew, and I've read certain parts of other ones like John and that.
Okay, epistles and stuff like that. I guess I have this question: when did the Bible become the Bible?
But most of those parts.
When did the Bible become the Bible?
People have wrote about the same thing, pretty much like Matthew.
When did the Bible become the Bible?
After Jesus died, I guess. I mean, imagine
how long
the New
after?
Testament anyway. That's how, the New Testament.
How long after?
I don't know, but are you trying to say there is no God, or are you just trying to say the
Bible no, there's, I believe there's a God, but that doesn't mean that the Bible is his only expression. And I guess that the point that I'd like to make here is that there are lots of religious texts that were not included in the Bible, and if God gave empowered men to write this stuff through him or whatever, is he doing it now? So, I mean, how can you say that the Bible is this thing to look at when there must be other men who are getting new information from God all the time? And what about these other religious texts? Why didn't they make it into the Bible?
Well, because the Bible is the true word of God.
The Bible wasn't the Bible until about 300 A.D. So when the Bible became the Bible, how did it become?
There are things we're still going to hear from God. There's going to be things. There's going to be a special angel in that. There's going to be more.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. I can't take it anymore. Totally incoherent. 1-800-259-9231.
It's an impossible position.
It's the zealot mindset where nothing you can say will ever influence his mindset. He so believes that this is the truth and that this is the reality he is in. And unfortunately, he is very gullible.
And the God was interpreted 2,000 years ago and cannot be further interpreted, essentially, is the idea here, that you can only use the texts written by, like John the Baptist was a guy who wore a loincloth and ate bugs in the desert. I mean, he was crazy. Now, he didn't write anything in particular, but he's a stereotype, an archetype of certain people. I think Elijah lived in a cave, had crows come down to him. Jeremiah, or was it Jonah? Jonah sat under a plant and complained to God that a worm ate the plant. I mean, like, these guys are, you know, out in the boonies, kind of crazy madmen.
And they might have been on mushrooms or something like that.
John on Patmos, who wrote Revelations, might very well have been doing just that. Yeah. I mean, but he could have been writing an allegorical story about the Roman government in the first century. That's the strongest chance of what occurred. And that's what preterism, please look it up, preterism is all about, that all the stuff that you believe, the rapture and everything. Preterism.
Preterism.
Preterism, am I saying it wrong?
Is it P-A-E?
P-R-E. T-E-R-I-S-M. That all these things have already occurred, and that they were predicted to have happened, and they happened long ago. Jesus said that they would happen in his lifetime, or in the lifetimes of people who were standing around. So either Jesus was wrong, which would be really hard for God to do, or all this stuff already occurred.
Let's go to Doug, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Doug.
I think one of the problems you have with Christianity is there's a lot of stuff that calls itself Christian or a lot of churches that, you know, claim to be following Christ when in fact they're enslaving people and setting up their little hierarchies and fiefdoms when Christ himself said it shall not be, you know, the Gentiles will rule one over another, but it shall not be so among you.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, a lot of these so-called Christian churches fall right in line with worshiping the state, worshiping power.
They're essentially the Pharisees that
they were the precursor to the state. That was the original authority figure, was the church. Back before the state really took charge, it's the church that met out such violent acts as the Crusade and whatnot.
I wish we had more time for the discussion, but we're out of it for tonight. Thanks, Doug, for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.